friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We'll do NFL Rapid Fire here in a second. Before we went to break, though, there was a little bit of news. And in, on the heels of listening to Mary Kay Cabot at 11 o'clock today from Cleveland.com, talking about Andre Schmidt, whether the Browns should hang on to him or not, she had said no, she'd be looking for another kicker. And then this just happened. Jake Moody released from the Niners. So we asked the question.
Do we want him? 216-474-0092. Do we want him? 216-474-0092.
Jeff Phelps.
Yes, with a disclaimer. I want to sign him to the practice squad.
Okay.
He clearly has some things that he needs to work on. Above the neck, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Might be things that he just needs to work on with his technique and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him in. Take a look. Give him an opportunity to get his act together. Get over the idea of getting cut. The guy was a third-round pick, which just screams again why you don't draft kickers. Cade York.
Mm-hmm.
Zane Gonzalez. Austin Seibert. This is why you don't draft kickers. And I would bring him in, sign him to the practice squad, see what he has, see if you can help him. If you can, you might have your kicker. We'll see if they stand with Andre Schmidt.
All right, I know San Francisco players were not happy with him this week. They won anyway. They had players throwing helmets on the sideline over him and what he was able to do. Maybe that's the wake-up call he needs. I got to tell you, I'd rather have Jake Moody in Baltimore this weekend than our current kicker. And the one stat that, you know, I understand field goals are a little bit different, right? And he did miss, he missed, what, 10 last year in 14 games.
He was only 24 or 34.
But look at it.
That's not what you want.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. When a team scores a touchdown, I want 7 on the board every time. A little tired of looking at 6. He's 94 of 96 when it comes to extra points. So bring the Michigan man on. I say sign him. Sign him, because at least you can feel a little bit better when it comes to extra points. I mean, he was 1 for 3 in field goals
this weekend. If you put him on the practice squad, Andy, and give Andre Schmidt one more week, that might be a solution for you. If you're going to move on from Andre Schmidt, are there better options out there? Maybe.
I don't know. I'd put Jake Moody on the active roster this week.
You would.
And put Schmidt on the practice squad if you really want to give him a chance to kind of get adjusted. Moody's got a little bit more experience here, and I think that's why. We can't be losing games because of a kicker.
Shorter kick, never missed an extra point at Michigan.
So do you know what that was?
What?
What the number of his extra point was. Like
148 of 148.
So he was 148 of 148 at Michigan. And he's 94 of 96 in the pros. Give me 7 every time. Ready for a little rapid fire? Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring him back.
Hey, Dan.
Ran a few laps, feels pretty good, in shape. Got that that little thing that was bothering his neck out of the way. He's off the IR.
It is gone.
He is Dan Menigan. Yes.
We're much better shape on the I can turn both left and right. It's a nice thing.
That's good.
You don't realize how handy it is to be able to use your neck on the both left side and right side until you can't. Well, you brought up kickers. Let's start with kicking. One of the big developments over the weekend. Now, again, this is the hardest rapid fire to do of the season. Reason being,
why?
We will put a giant caveat over everything that is going to be said.
Ah.
It's just 1 week. We know it's just 1 week.
Yep.
We know anything that can be said is going to change in 3 weeks. It's just 1 week.
You can miss the playoffs by one game. So 1 week matters.
Well, yeah, but when you're drawing big conclusions to the team, you can't after 1 week.
Right.
Yeah, well. Every game matters.
Well, that's a fact. But
yes, it is a fact.
We're not talking about standings.
I'm talking about winning one game is very important.
Any sweeping declarations will be made with the caveat that it's just 1 week.
Okay, go ahead, caveat.
Dick caveat. Such as this.
Yes.
What? If anybody didn't get that reference, Andy, they just think you called Dan something nasty.
No, I didn't. I called him a very famous interviewer.
Yeah. Yeah, probably am. Kickoffs this week.
Suck.
Right?
Yeah.
New kickoff rules. We got all that kind of stuff. The NFL dying to try to make fetch happen with these kickoffs. Of 156 kickoffs, 118 of them were returned, 75.6%, the highest rate in a single week in the NFL season since...
When?
2010.
How about that?
2010.
Okay.
So again, with the caveat of, hey, it's just 1 week. Did the NFL maybe finally fix the kickoff, Andy?
I just hate watching it. It didn't matter to me. How many? Just go back to the old kickoff. I'm sorry. The play itself should be a penalty. You're offside on the kick. I'm done. Every person that I've looked to or talked to about watching these games, and when we stand there for the kickoff, they all say, this is horrible. I hate watching this kickoff. So, yeah, maybe they've improved it a little bit. Maybe if we get a run back every once in a while, it might change my mind. But as of right now, I can't stand these kickoffs. They mess with the game too much there, so go back to the... I mean, I understand the injury part of it. I don't... Maybe there's a way to make it so it's a little easier on injuries. I don't know.
Tell you what, it was so much better watching the kicker boom the ball out of the end zone every time and then just spot the ball. That was really exciting.
This is about the same. It felt the same.
It isn't. Well, they're actually returning the kicks now, ain't it?
Yeah, it's actually really boring. I think most people hate it.
It's worse than watching the kicker just kick the ball out of the end zone.
They're both bad.
It was an exercise in let's kill time. At least they have a play now.
I don't know. Should they just get rid of the kickoff? Everyone gets the ball 25 and go.
Andy, this is working. Dan just said it's working.
Dan, did it work?
I would ban the kickoff. I'd get rid of it.
Thank you.
You're trying to make fetch happen.
I would not.
I miss the old-fashioned kickoff, but that's me.
I would say do the old-fashioned kickoff at the beginning of the game and then to start the second half, and that's the end of it.
Like the NBA does a tip.
Exactly. Treat it like that.
It's and
like,
overtime.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Beginning of the game, halftime, overtime, kickoffs. Yes. Well, that was probably one of your most Mensa moments on the show.
What are you going to do after? So what are you going to do after a touchdown? Then?
Place you get the ball 25. Run it down the field. There you go. 25. Let's go. Let's go. More scoring. More action.
We could do what
Speaking
they do.
Of more scoring and more action.
We could
action.
Do JV kicks like they do JV punts in high school. They're phantom. 40 yards every time. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Jets scored 32 points against the Pittsburgh Steelers over the weekend. Bubba. Lost the game 34-32. But Jets offense. Is this real?
Should be. I think Justin Fields is... I think he has a bad rap. I'm not going to bury him yet as a quarterback. Breece Hall, really nice running back. Braylon Allen, really nice running back. Garrett Wilson, play on my team any day. I think they have some nice skill position talent. And I think they have a chance to have an offense. I really do. Garrett Wilson's better than anybody we have.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I'll give you the Garrett. I don't know. Talk to me week two about this.
So is Breece Hall.
Well, that's why
you guys, sometimes you guys want to you always want to look at this little sliver. I got to see the big picture. Sometimes I don't know where you guys are going with some of this stuff.
Well, let's go to the team they went up against. Steelers put up 34 points. Aaron Rodgers threw 4 touchdowns in this game. He was 22 of 30 for 244 yards.
In his first game with a new team.
Steelers
at the age of 41.
Legit?
How about the line? Did you catch the line? Happy to beat everyone associated with the Jets.
That was a great line by Aaron Rodgers.
That was a great line.
He said, a lot of folks over there think I can't play anymore, and it's good to show them different. That was funny. I've always liked watching Aaron Rodgers play. He's so fun to watch at quarterback. I don't really care to, hear some of the things that he talks about otherwise, but that's okay. He's there to play football.
Aaron Rodgers is really fun to watch play quarterback when Aaron Rodgers wants to actually sit in the pocket and throw the ball. and not just do, okay, like basically hot potato it like he was doing with the Jets last year, where he was like, I don't want to get hit.
You know, he wasn't even awful with the Jets last year. He just didn't have a whole lot of a team around him either.
Boy, you watch that. He did not want to get hit.
Well, it kind of looked like Ben Roethlisberger
at the tail end of the season.
Yeah, he was coming off a torn Achilles, and he was 40. Now he's a year off of a torn Achilles, which should help, and he's 41. So he's still not going to want to get hit, Dan.
Well, nobody wants to get hit, but like, if you watch it, you know what I mean. It's just a load of quick game where it's basically like, how fast can I get the ball out of my hands to make sure that nobody gets near me? And in this game, he actually wanted to sit in the pocket, and he wanted to deliver the ball on time and on target, and he wanted to roll out, and he wanted to go through progressions. He wasn't just being Aaron Rodgers, where he's just like, and hike, throw! That's what I mean.
I think the Steelers have a chance to have a legit offense.
Somebody thought the Steelers were the best team in the North.
Always been a DK Metcalf fan. They didn't really use their first or their running back pick. I think it was a third round pick, Caleb Johnson out of Iowa. And so there's a weapon that they haven't touched yet through week one.
I don't want to play Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh the week after going to London. That game scares me.
Yeah,
sorry.
No choice.
I hate it. Can't stand it. Is that it? We're done? Wow, man. Boom. That was fast rapid fire. Jake Moody. Cut. Released. See you later, San Francisco. Should the Browns bring him in? What a question. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. All right, so, you know, we talked to Mary Kay Cabot a little bit earlier in the show. If you missed any of that, you can go to the Odyssey app, listen to the Baskin and Phelps podcast, and you can check out everything she had to say at 11 o'clock at noon. We had Anthony Castrovince on from MLB.com. He talked all about the Guardians. But going back to Mary Kay Cabot, Mary Kay said, what, Jeff, that she would be looking for a new kicker today. And today is the
she
day
she would have
the
a different kicker Sunday against Baltimore.
Because she was concerned about the pressure, where, you know, being in Baltimore and, you know, with Jake Moody being ready and available, I guess, for them because he got released from San Francisco, I'd just make the switch. I'd go get Moody.
Well, why?
Why would I get him? Because I trust him. I don't know how.
Why do you trust him?
I trust him on extra points, Jeff. He never missed one in college. He's missed two in the pros in 2 years in one game in 15 plus 7, 31 games.
Usually, extra points usually won't win or lose you a football game.
That's fine.
Field goals will win you football games.
Okay.
He's been.
But guess what? Extra points kill this team too. Well, ours.
He's been on field goals. I would bring Jake in and I would or another kicker and put him on the practice squad. And I think I would stick with Andre Schmidt for one more. He did enough in the preseason, Andy, to make you think you should cut Dustin Hopkins with the money. Now, did his misses cost you a game? Yeah. Did Cedric Tillman's tipped ball cost you a game? Yeah, quite possibly. Did the same thing with the third and five and the fourth and five? Yeah. There were six plays that might have cost you the game. Two of them were kicks. That said, you're not going to cut Jerry Jeudy. You're not going to cut Cedric Tillman. It's easy to cut a kicker, because you only need 32 of them in the entire country.
And teams do it all the time.
All the time. It goes back to this with me, with Andre Schmidt. Did he beat out Dustin Hopkins? Or did Dustin Hopkins, they just decided to move on? And do they see things in Andre Schmidt that they think are, like, we think this guy can be a big-time kicker? If they see that, then I give him another game. If they just thought, well, okay, he's not Dustin Hopkins, well, then go ahead. Bring in somebody else. Because remember, Dustin
worst
Hopkins
case scenario,
was,
worst case,
he was great 2 years ago.
Worst case scenario, Jake Moody should be here today trying out.
I'm not. Oh,
he should be trying out. Worst case scenario.
I I don't think he can fly all the way across the country.
What are you talking about? He's not allowed to fly? Does he not have
I'll
a
bet he
star?
Couldn't get here in time for the workout.
Jeff.
Unless he got cut yesterday. He's from the Midwest.
They could have him here by tonight. Wouldn't be that hard.
You going to turn on the lights out at the practice field?
Yes.
Going to take him down to the stadium?
I'll take him to the stadium. I'm going to make him go kick down at the stadium. I'm not losing games because of kickers anymore.
Well, you might. That's what the Niners thought, so they cut Jake Moody.
Yeah, I understand that. And I can feel the way you're playing this.
Well, story. No, I mean, if he was really good, he'd be a San Francisco 49er.
Jeff, he is really good at extra points, and I'm tired of looking at sixes on the board rather than seven.
Okay.
All right, so if he missed 10 field goals last year, I get it. I understand
field
it.
Field goals win games.
I know, but extra points make it so you don't lose, so you have the opportunity to win the game, at least to even be in that spot. You'd rather have Schmidt than Moody. That's what you're saying.
No, I would give Schmidt one more game if they actually saw things they liked in him, and that's why they kept him over Dustin Hopkins. If they kept him because he just wasn't Dustin Hopkins and he was somebody else, well, then, okay, they're not attached to him. Bring in somebody else. But and I would sign Jake Moody. I think he's got a great background. But he's not performed in the NFL because if he had performed in the NFL, he'd still be a San Francisco 49er. Don't think you're immediately upgrading the position because you're going to sign him.
Well, he was 29th last year in the NFL in field goals. So that's got to make you feel
29th?
29.
Fits right in with our offense.
Yeah. He was number one in extra points, tied for first.
Extra point, one field goals.
Three. I get it, Jeff. I know what the point value is on these things. I'm just saying.
Just wanted to double check.
I mean, Jeff, even if he hits the extra point, you've got a chance to try to get back in the end zone or go for two the next time in that last game. I do you guys agree with what Mary Kay Cabot had said about you would have a different kicker this week? That's the question. And, Jeff, would you or would you not have a different kicker this week?
I'd give Andre Schmidt another week if they liked him. Again, you understand my point.
Yes, I do.
If he just won the job by default because he's not Dustin Hopkins, then so what? I hate to say this about a young guy's career and his dream. Then go get another kicker. But if you kept him because you saw some things that you really like, well, those didn't change because he missed two kicks. Give him another week.
How many times?
Go sign Greg Zuerlein. Sign Greg Zuerlein before I sign Jake Moody.
Just give me somebody. Oh boy, somebody who can make an extra point and a field goal. Nate is in Cleveland. Hi, Nate.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Nate.
Good. Frustrated.
Yeah, we all are. We all should be. What I would say is, I would actually get rid of the kicker because we already get a lot of backlash for the decisions we make. So if we make a decision to keep him and then he do it again and lose us another game next week, you know how much backlash the Browns going to get for that. So yep. I believe any kicker would do better than him because he couldn't even handle the pressure of a home game that was close. So there's no way he's going to handle an away game that's close. So I maybe not cut him. I might try to put him on the practice squad, but like Mary Kay said, next week I will have another kicker.
All righty. Thank you. Nick is in a car. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Well, as frustrated as you guys are, and this organization has proven that checkered characters or checkered past doesn't really matter, and regardless if the Browns won on Sunday or didn't, I don't think there's a lot of people that thought they were going to the playoffs anyways.
Okay.
And if this is a rebuilding year and you're building towards the future, why wouldn't you call Justin Tucker?
Because he's suspended till November 11th.
Who cares?
Well, I'm just saying he can't kick this week.
Okay. Well, if they would have won, so let's say 5%. Let's just be generous.
Okay.
15% of fans and quote-unquote experts thought the Browns might go to the playoffs this year. If they would have won week one, would that have gone up to what, 22%?
Oh, no, this is Cleveland. It would have gone up to 90. Come on, man. Get with the program.
Well, sure. I mean, so, again, the point is you're not going anywhere, so keep Andre Schmidt, pay him the league minimum. If he continues to miss kicks, who cares? You're losing games anyways. The season was shot before it started. It's pretty much what everybody was saying, no?
Does it have to be that way? Like, you can't tell me the way the defense played on Sunday that they believed that they were going to lose every game this season. Are they going to do that every week? Nick, thank you. I understand what you're saying. You can't tell me the guys walking out on the field are like, well, let's lose so we can get a new quarterback next year with the first two picks in the draft. I can't believe that there's a guy that puts on a uniform on any team in the NFL that says, let's go out there and lose so we can help out the team with a better draft pick next year. I understand the big picture. I get that. I understand his point. And I don't disagree with that we fans all think that this season is kind of a limbo year, a rebuilding year, right? If you can think of a better word, let me know. I'll start using that word. But
could this team sign Justin Tucker?
I wouldn't surprise me if they did. Jeff, doesn't seem to bother them on those situations.
Would they sign Justin Tucker coming off huge off the field issues and the worst season of his career?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you think they would?
I would think they would find a kicker beforehand.
Yeah, again, he can't play until November 11th.
Yep.
That's his reinstatement date.
So. If they're still looking for a kicker and he wants back in the league and his suspension is up, and he's about the best one that's ever played the game.
Well, what I would think would have been interesting if the situation was different, but wouldn't it have been nice and sweet to have him on your team this week? Forget, I'm just saying, if you could just kind of put aside the reason why he's not playing.
Can't do it.
Can't do it, but
it would be
sweet to have Justin Tucker kick the game-winning field goal against the Ravens this week as they celebrate their 30 years.
Not going to do it.
Nice job. Michael Lorraine. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
How's it going?
Good, good.
Well, I'm going to give him another week.
Okay.
And one thing I'm thinking about is nobody's talking about them two wide receivers that Flacco threw the interceptions, which were not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
We make them catches, we win the game, and we're probably not even talking about the field goal kicker.
True. True.
You are correct, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Michael. It. Michael Lorraine. Let's see.
You make the catches on the 3rd and 5 and the 4th and 5 with Fannin and with Judy, you probably win the game. Honestly, one of those 6 plays that went south probably wins you the game.
Jeff, you get a flag when you got the quarterback in the end zone on holding, or you are able to get on that third sack in a row. He's just a yard back. You win the game. Maybe. I mean, there's still been time left, but Chuck's in Collinwood. Chuck.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
What's up? How are you?
Yo, Andy, I smell what you're cooking about the Tucker on the 30th anniversary. That would be pretty good.
That would be sweet, but it can't happen. So
obviously, we should stay away from anybody else, with those type of backgrounds, man.
Yeah.
We kind of changed the
culture. Sure feels that way, doesn't it, Chuck?
But Stefanski doesn't believe in culture. But this is what I want to say. so the kicker is part of the offense.
Right.
Right?
Special teams,
And the kicker, technically he's scoring more points. He's the highest scoring player on the team, if I'm correct.
Yep, for the most part.
Almost always.
Yeah.
So that's a very important guy. If we go back, and I haven't dug this, but my common sense, my football sense tells me most playoff teams have good kickers. The kickers bail a lot of good quarterbacks out and the team out and cover up for some of the mistakes we make. So if we're making mistakes on top of having a kicker that's undependable, that's a recipe for disaster.
Gotcha. Good point. Good point, Chuck and Collinwood. 216-474-0092. We're sitting here. Mary Kay said it earlier in the show. Should they have a different kicker in Baltimore this Sunday? Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.